This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. May our learning this morning be le'ilei nishmas, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zissel ben Chaim, v'gan eden tehimenu chasai. When you come into this Beis HaKnesses, you really feel Moira Mikdash. There's a pasuk, U'mikdashi tirau, it's a mitzvah da'iraisa, to fear the Mikdash. Actually, according to the Chidah, there are two independent mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to fear the Mikdash, and one mitzvah is to fear Misha Shoichein Bai, the one who resides in the Mikdash. These are two independent ideas. It's worthwhile every time you come into shul to have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Moira Mikdash and Moira Misha Shoichein Bai. One should also, before coming into shul, mentally ask Rishus to be able to enter the Beis HaKnesses. It's very interesting, the Malachim come to visit Abraham Avinu. One angel came to heal Abraham and to rescue Lot. I understand why he needed to come. One Malach came to be Mevasar Sarah, that she would have a child. But one angel came to destroy the city of Sodom. So what's this angel doing in Abraham's house? He should go straight to Sodom. Why did he even come to Avram's house in the first place? So the Gorari explains that the Malach who came to destroy the city of Sodom was dependent on the Malach that came to rescue Lot. In fact, he was not allowed to destroy Sodom until the angel first rescued Lot. So he, so to speak, is connected at the hip to the Malach who came to rescue Lot. The Malach that came to rescue Lot had another job, to heal Avram. So since the angel that came to destroy Sodom was dependent on the Malach who came to rescue Lot, who needed to first heal Avram, so he had to come to Avram's house as well. We just daven Tefillah Shachris. Tefillah Shachris begins, Adon Olam. Why do we start Shachris with Adon Olam? In the Siddur Vilna, there was a small little chiddush that was published that the Vilna Gaon writes that it was worthwhile for this siddur to be published just for this little point. Since Shachris was enacted by Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu was the first one to call Hashem Adoin Koel, therefore Tfilas Shachris begins Adoin Olam Asher Malach B'Tarim Kol Yitzir Nevra. Says El Yaraba, that's why Shachris also ends Adoin Olam Asher Malach. Because as much as you've praised Hashem, when the davening is over, you start again to say, you haven't even begun to scratch the surface of the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the reason why, says the Meshech Chachma, we wear talis and tefillin by Shachris. Why not by Mincha? Why not any other time of the day? Because Avraham Avinu is Mesakin Shachris. And we have talis in the merit that Avraham Avinu said, Ve'im Michut. And we have tefillin in the merit that Avraham Avinu said, Ad Saroich Nal. So we combine all the merits of Avraham in one package. We say Adon Olam, we daven tefillah Shachris, we wear the talis, we wear the tefillin, in order to package together all the zechusim that we have in the merit of Avraham Avinu. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.